This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Despite vaccines in development, the head of the World Health Organization is cautioning that the treatments have yet to prove effective. Reuters' Zachary Goldman has more.
The World Health Organization warned on Monday that despite strong hopes for a vaccine,
there is no silver bullet at the moment, and there might never be.
The director general of the WHO said there were concerns that vaccines might not prove effective or that they might convey protections for just a few months. He said, for now, stopping outbreaks hinged on the difficult task of testing, tracing, and social distancing. According to a Reuters tally, more than 18 million people around the world are reported to have been infected with the disease, and 688,000 have died.
That is Reuters' Zachary Goldman reporting. In the United States, which has about one-fourth of the world's cases, negotiations continue between the White House and congressional Democrats on a new aid package that would include federal money to help the millions of people who are unemployed. Australia's second most populous state, Victoria, says military personnel will be deployed to help in containing the COVID-19 outbreak. Australia, once heralded as a global leader in containing COVID-19, is desperately trying to slow the spread of the virus in Victoria to prevent a national second wave of infections. India's daily confirmed coronavirus infections have topped 50,000 for a seventh straight day, bringing the national total to more than 1.8 million cases. Brazil is driving a surge in Latin America, where infections have topped 5 million. Only the United States has been affected worse. For more, go to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump says efforts to get his tax returns released to a federal court in New York are part of the, quote, witch hunt against him. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. has been seeking 8 years of President Trump's personal and corporate tax records in connection with alleged hush money payments and what was termed a complex financial investigation. This week, he told a judge his justification was public allegations of possible criminal activity at the president's Trump Organization. President Trump was asked about the court filing.
I said, what's this all about? I know nothing about it, but it's just a continuation of the witch hunt. Didn't work out for Congress, didn't work out for Mueller. Didn't work out for anybody.
Last month, the Supreme Court rejected claims by Trump's lawyers the president could not be criminally investigated while in office. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Trump says he will ban popular video app TikTok by September 15th unless U.S. company Microsoft acquires it before then. In a statement, Microsoft confirms its CEO has met with Mr. Trump and is committed to acquiring the company by the stated deadline. Spain's former king, Juan Carlos, has decided to leave his country, a dramatic exit designed to protect the monarchy after a barrage of corruption allegations. Reuters' Libby Hogan has more.
Spain's former king, Juan Carlos, has left his country after a dramatic exit after corruption allegations surfaced against him. Pressure has been building for weeks after Spanish and Swiss prosecutors opened an investigation into bribes over a high-speed rail contract. A Swiss newspaper reported that Juan Carlos had received $100 million from the late Saudi king over the contract. Despite his departure from the country, Juan Carlos's lawyer said the former king would, quote, remain at the disposal of the prosecutor's office.
That is Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. Hurricane Isaias is battering the North Carolina coast at this hour, bringing life-threatening storm surges as the entire U.S. eastern seaboard battened down, fearing flash floods and destructive winds. The storm is forecast to track up the East Coast, with heavy rainfall expected to cause flash flooding through the mid-Atlantic states and bringing storm-force winds to Washington, Philadelphia, and New York later today. South Korean authorities say days of heavy rain caused floods in the country that have forced more than 1,000 people from their homes, killing at least 13, with another 13 missing. For all the latest news, whenever you want it, please visit us at voanews.com. And for the latest COVID information, use the VOA mobile app. From Washington via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.